patreon.com/swellreads.
Wonderful. Only a few more of these, and we can return to the Twilight Realm. Maybe you're not so stupid after all. Don't get snippy now, Wolf Boy. We have a deal. You want your old body back, as do I. You help me out, I help you out. Now, come on. Hold on. If this tower is full of dinofolds, would that not mean... mind going down that hole there? Doesn't lead to the exit, but I have a hunch. Just do it, all right? My navigation hasn't been wrong yet. Exactly like I thought. This must be those guards' food supply. If you ask me, it's closer to feeding an entire army. Looks edible enough. Might as well treat ourselves. It's going to be a long time until we see civilization again. And I, for one, would prefer not to starve. Not bad. Not bad at all. Wouldn't mind filling up on this. How about you? Why the hesitancy? Try a little. No? Are you sure? I'll take that as a no. Bark once if you think it's poisoned. Bark twice if it's just not appealing. You're lost then. More for me. I can't see why you hold back. There's Hyrulean pipes. Bass, lamb, beef. Ordonian catfish? Bottles of choo-choo jelly? If I didn't know any better, you'd think one of our own had prepared all this for a welcoming back celebration. Come to think of it, it's almost all meat. Rich and juicy and flavorful. Isn't that what you carnivore types would eat all over? With that said, I'm almost tempted to take all of it. Phew! I cannot believe... that entire pile is almost gone. I also cannot believe just how dense it is. As always, swallowed a giant stone, an especially chewy and savory stone. It's solid enough in there to fit the charge. Maybe I shouldn't touch it that much. Moving is likely out of the question, too. Hardly a good idea to stir everything up in there. But I have other means to reach the last few pieces. Wonderful. Are you complaining again? What? You tell is your issue. Stop poking me there! You know I'm stuffed from Titan. You don't think I'm unable to eat the last of this, do you? Silly dog! If I already gulped down this much without your help, mind you, then what would indicate that these last few bites would be any different? Now, grab that goldfish for me. Grab that goldfish, please. How about I put this in words you'll understand a little easier? Give it to me, or else you're carrying me out of here. Do you see all of this? You don't want to carry it. If you, by chance, have a change of heart, maybe I'll be nice and float around by your side. Maybe. What a good boy you are. I should pet you by the scruff for that. But you wouldn't want to be baby too much, right? Right. Now, if you'll pardon me... On second thought, perhaps you were right. I'm suddenly feeling great to the gills. Thankfully, I know a particular spell that'll fix that right up. Took a lot of pressure off. Who knows what may have happened if I didn't have that trick on me. But I'm sure you can see why I hesitated so long to use it. The purpose of that particular magic is less making the food disappear and more instant digestion. Do not ask why my body decided to put it entirely into my hips. I think it might be more heavy in this form than it was in my belly. If that's even possible. Well, not that you can ask anyway. Let's leave now. This princess is satisfied. Does floating always need as much energy? I don't think that magic alone will be enough to get us out of here. Mind giving me a hand? Paul, I did say maybe for a reason. For what it's worth, at least you're not carrying my entire weight. You would have to really put some muscle in it if I wasn't able to hover at all.